Marie Haney is one of dozens of parents attending the meeting. She has young children in the school district, and like many here tonight, she's concerned about new state legislation that would allow some teachers to carry guns on campus.
You're not going to necessarily have the gun next to you if you're walking your students down the hallway if you're a teacher. Out on the recess, you know, or, you know, on the playground. If you're away from the gun and something happens, you still have the problem there.
The district agrees, which is why for now they are choosing other options besides arming teachers.
There are a number of security measures we could try to put into place, but really prevention and education are probably the strongest ways for us to improve security in our schools.
That's Barbara Hickman, superintendent of FUSD.
We certainly don't want to have our schools resemble prisons. The idea is not to lock everybody in, but the idea is to make sure that we have tight controls over the doors, make sure the exterior doors are locked during the school day, make sure that we know exactly who's coming in and out of our schools.
That's why the district is working closely with law enforcement on a community policing strategy called Project Safe Schools. Flagstaff Chief of Police Kevin Treadway says it was developed after the shooting in Connecticut.
That policy or directive to our officers is that each officer visit one school minimum in their beat area every day in order to get to know their faculty, get to know the school layout, and provide a little bit of a visible deterrent at the schools.
Treadway believes this approach helps to strengthen relationships and trust between the students and the officers who protect them.
We don't want the children to be afraid of an officer in uniform, so the more chances and opportunities that we have to get into the schools, get around the children, whether it's to read them a first grade class, a story out of a book while we're in uniform, or just stop by and talk to the kids and say hi.
Other measures the schools are taking include funneling all visitors through one door by front offices, which are currently being remodeled to have greater visibility of people coming in. Schools across the district are also changing out their locks for new card key entry systems. They would track who's entering schools and when. The cards can be programmed to work at designated hours. Marshall Elementary School has already made the switch to card keys.
The number one thing in my school that I've stressed to my teachers and my students is merely to be prepared to act.
John Coe is the principal at Marshall. Coe says there is a balance to be struck between keeping children safe at school and not scaring them with too much procedure that's come out of recent tragedies. Coe feels soon security measures will simply be part of the regular school routine.
It's not scary. It's just what we do. And I really do hope that we get to a point very soon where no one asks, is this a drill or is this the real thing when Mr. Coe gets on the intercom? Because it just shouldn't matter.
For now, FUSD officials say they are opting for a community-based approach as opposed to a policy of arming staff. And they are asking the community to remain vigilant and report any suspicious behavior. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.